Hello?
Hi, is this Carl?
Carl.
Hello.
Hi, Carl. This is Shira from Family
First
Care.
How
are
you doing?
LLC. How you doing today? I'm just calling to continue the enrollment process with you. I wanted to see, well, first off.
You get this? I tell you, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm just calling to continue the enrollment process. I wanted to call into the broker with you and see what the status of your case is holding to give me.
Okay, now he can't hear you. You're fading in and out.
Okay, how about now?
There we go.
Now
I can hear you. Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Let me know if it changes.
That's all right.
I want to call into the broker with you guys to see what the status of the case is so I can better assist you and see what our next steps are. Do you have a minute so we can do that?
Yes. Yes.
So hold tight while I can get us connected. Bear with me.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Broker, are you on the line with us?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's not you.
Uh-huh. All right, well, let me try again.
Okay. No, this is the agency that
chose the male
caregiver for you.
We'll transfer you to a customer service representative.
Who is answering the phone?
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Settlement Broker Line. My name is Sade. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Sade. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line with me a mutual participant. We're looking to check the status of the case.
Are you staying on the line?
I will be, yes.
And I missed your first name?
It's Shira.
Yes.
Last name?
W.
Hold that call.
Oh, you just give me the initial?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
Family First Care LLC.
And can the applicant hear me?
Yes. Carl, you're just going to have to answer some questions now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. And to protect your privacy, I have to verify that I'm speaking with the correct individual. I'll need to obtain your personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to the application without your written or verbal permission. And are you okay with Shira being on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well,
what's your first and last name?
Carl Seymour.
Your birthday?
May 8, 1954.
And address.
All right. Thank you.
Your address?
Good day.
The address is?
Bye-bye. 1233 South Greylock Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
How about the last four numbers of your social security number without being assisted?
0370.
Thank you for providing that information. So I'd have your address at 1527 West Oakdale Street, that's correct?
No.
No, he moved.
Okay, and then there's also a 6235 North 13th Street.
Oh.
Man, that address is a very old.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what's your name?
Rosalind. He did the paper for the consent of somebody. My son is his caregiver, so we both put our information on the form and I mailed it.
Okay. So you said your name is Rosalind?
Yes.
Last name?
William.
All right. And then, Carl, I'll need you to give me your updated address.
The address here.
1233 South Great Life Street.
How do you spell the street name? Because I didn't quite hear you.
G-R-E-Y-L-O-C-K.
G-R-E-Y.
L-O-C-K.
And that was 1243?
1233. Oh, sorry, Carl.
In the city?
Philadelphia, PS.
And the zip code?
43.
Any apartment numbers?
Not apartment, it's a house.
And then I have the phone number on here. It's 215-820-1320.
Yes, that's Mr. Seymour.
All right, and then are you interested in receiving text or email notices about your application process?
Yes.
Text and email or one or the other?
You can just text it to a phone.
All right. Carl, that's okay?
Yes, it is.
All right. By providing your cell phone number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you would agree to get text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting messages from the Pennsylvania Independent Settlement Broker Line, you would reply stop in capital letters. You understand that you can get messages at different times and that message and data rates may apply?
Yes, I get it, yes.
Okay, and you want to receive those to the phone number on file?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you guys mind if I place you on a brief hold while I access this case?
Okay.
Thank you. One moment.
I was in Delaware and my girlfriend needs to text me to see her.
Thank you for holding. So it looks like this application is at Maximus approved, in which we've told the county assistance office to see if you are financially approved on February the 18th. Have you been able to turn any documents into the county assistance office as of yet?
No. I don't know what office. He has moved so much from different caregivers. That's why I'm trying to just help him so he can get the care that he needs. So if you tell me what office, I will take the necessary information there.
Oh, you're just wanting to know where, what office to take this information to?
Yes, yes.
So the address on here I have is 801 Market Street, but you may want to contact the county assistance office directly.
Okay, do you have a number for them?
I'll have to.
One second, ma'am. Do you mind just telling the family exactly what paperwork is needed to be submitted? If you could see that.
Yes.
All right, it's loading.
Charisma.
It looks like they are needing. It says PA, well, 17468, but they maybe have had a typo where it's a PA 1768, which they have that now. I do see it in their system. Bank statement or account that receives RSDI payment.
Can you be specific? Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry?
Oh yeah, no, I don't know what that means. So the county assistance office, they're requesting this information, so we're not familiar with their terms.
They're requesting, you know, what information?
It says bank statement or account that receives RSDI payment.
Okay. So they want a bank statement.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep. So bank statement or banks, yep, all it says is bank statement or account that receives RSDI payment.
Okay.
All right. And then so for the phone numbers for the county assistance office, I'll have two, and that is 215-560-7226. And
yes.
215-560
5500. Do you know where the offices are located? You said 801 Art Street. Are both these numbers connected to there? I mean, Market, right?
I don't know where they're connected to. But in the case, I do see 801 Market Street, but I don't know if that number, that address is correct because it just gets uploaded. So you'll want to confirm at least with the county assistance office directly for where they want you to bring those documents to.
Okay.
Do you guys have any other questions for me today?
I don't know if the agency does.
No, I think we're good. So I guess, Carl, you're going to try and get all that together, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then we're good. Thank you so much, broker. We don't have time today to do a
survey.
Yeah. So, but thank you so much for your help.
All right.
All right.
No problem if that's everything. And thank you guys for calling in Pennsylvania Independent Gentleman Broker Line. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
You too.